I'm Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Destroy it.
That is from a neutral historian perspective, one of the most ridiculous things I have ever heard in my life. But there is no hyperbole too hyperbolic for today's politics. Defiled the Senate. What did he do? Take a dump? Come on. Human sacrifice. He has slaves being in the cloakroom. I mean, defile the Senate by saying, yeah, we're going to go ahead and have some hearings on the new judge?
I'll defile the place. Give me 15 minutes.
Oh, trust me, folks. He can do some real defiling. Oh, yeah.
An aggressive scent.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we have in a span of a couple of years gone from really careful wording of things to just anything goes. The slide was so fast. This is why people talk about slippery slopes. I mean, seeing it play out now, I've got a different view of institutions and norms than I did a few years ago. Having now seen how quickly it goes, it's amazing. And it's like the old saying of, I never can remember if it's a Hemingway or Churchill said, how did you go broke? Gradually, then suddenly. That seems to be the way this whole institutions thing falling apart works.
Right.
Gradually, then suddenly.
Yeah.
I mean, just all of a sudden, it just speeds up so fast.
Well, at the risk of spouting cliches, it's a tipping point. You're getting closer and closer, but you're still balanced. The water is still in the cup. Then it tips, and all the water comes out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't know. So, we're wondering how they're going to beat up on Amy Coney Barrett if she is the nominee, and Trump is going to announce it at 5 o'clock on Saturday, he tweeted out.
It's not confirmed that it will be her, and it would delight my soul in a way to have it be somebody else, because it would make the media lemmings look like lemmings, who just report the same thing over and over again, but it does look awfully like
her. Well, it's slightly different in that he had specifically said he was holding her name back to fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat.
Right.
So
true enough.
He had said that out loud.
And there's not so much as a hint of contradiction of that
right.
theory, yeah.
But so, how are they going to attack her? The only Supreme Court justices that have had their characters destroyed in modern times, Clarence Thomas, well, you got to start with Bork. Bork, Clarence Thomas, Kavanaugh, obviously, and I'm missing one. There's another one in there. But they were all Republicans.
Yeah.
When has this ever happened to a Democrat where their personal lives are savaged this way? Well, it hasn't happened yet.
The right does not do that.
Anyway, how would they go after Amy Coney Barrett? You can't do the gang rape thing with a woman, probably. Pretty far-fetched. How are they going to attack her? We were kind of wondering that. And it looks like it's going to be her Catholicism, her faith. The fact
the Bible.
That she's a member of a particular group that some claim was the role model for The Handmaid's Tale or something. She's a crazy religious nut job is basically what they're going to go with. And pretty interesting article I came across.
Going to turn women into breeding sheep.
Interesting article I came across in Religion News. Is Judge Barrett's Kingdom of God different from Obama's? It goes through a number of people that have been fairly religious on the left and have gotten really no pushback for it whatsoever, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Was passionate about Judaism's concern for justice. She had Bible verses in her chambers on the wall that she referred to regularly. It was very important to her. Nobody talked about her being some sort of religious nut who has Bible verses on the wall.
I do this for a living, and I didn't know that.
No. They mentioned Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., obviously a very religious man. He was a preacher, and he talked about the kingdom of God and this and that in the Bible, and was constantly using the Bible and Jesus as a role model, but nobody called him a theocrat or a believer in fairy tales or any of that stuff. And then Barack Obama specifically, because one thing that Amy Coney Barrett had said at some point was about the kingdom of God. I think I've got the quote here. She considers building the kingdom of God the goal of her legal career. And how scary that is for some people in the way the left has used that. Then they come up with Barack Obama talking to an evangelical congregation in South Carolina. We're going to keep on praising together. I'm confident that we can create a kingdom of God right here on earth.
Wow.
Nobody's bothered by that whatsoever.
Same
when he says that
phrase.
Sort of thing. Yeah.
Does Ted Cruz know this? Does Lindsey Graham know this stuff? I mean, because that is devastating indictment of the argument.
To use in the hearing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will they have that ready? I mean, that's just a devastating indictment.
Sure.
The whole Handmaid's Tale, that she's part of a group, a splinter group, a fringe group, it's a Bible study group, that inspired the Handmaid's Tale. Which, if you don't know, is a dystopian future society where there's a plague or disaster or something, and we've been depopulated, and so now men are totally in charge, and women just got to breed and breed and breed. So they're saying this Bible study group was the inspiration of the Handmaid's Tale. Well, a couple of problems with that. Number one, it's factually questionable. Margaret Atwood has never said that's true, and she's had ample opportunity. And even if she did, what the hell does that mean? I mean, I used a different example earlier. You throw anything at me, anything. I walk into a grocery store, and the manager's missing his leg. He's got a prosthetic leg, I notice. That inspired my tale about a war hero who overcame heroin addiction and then started at the bottom, stocking shelves, even though his leg hurt him. And he rose to the top and I was inspired by it. That doesn't mean it's accurate. In fact, if it were accurate, it would be a documentary and not a work of fiction. So it's factually questionable and it logically meaningless. And yet I've heard that 30 times. The lemmings of the media. Yeah, she's part of this group that actually inspired The Handmaid's Tale.
I left out maybe the best example of the incredible double standard that has always existed and always bothered me about religion. When people on the right are religious, they're scary nut jobs. George Bush.
He's going to install a theocracy. How many times did we hear that?
When he talks about the Bible and goes to church and all that sort of stuff, he's a theocrat. When Barack Obama does it, that's perfectly fine. That's always bothered me.
Yeah. My Muslim faith.
How about Joe Biden, who's a very devout Catholic? And if you watch the convention, the video leading up to his speech had him sitting there at some speech with his rosary beads in his hands, fingering his rosary beads. Somebody on the right fingering rosary beads in a government position would be portrayed as a nut job.
Sure. On the pages of the Washington Post, the New York Times. Yeah.
I just don't like the double standard.
It's
tiresome. I know plenty of people who think it's all bunk and fairy tale, and that's fine. And plenty of people who think it's all, you know, important and cherished and heartfelt and sincere. But don't do the whole picking and choosing thing. That really bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah. So come for the dishonesty, stay for the dumbness.
But that does seem to be
whipping people up into the just fevers of anger and hate over virtually nothing.
It seems to me that the smart people, the smart strategists, Nancy, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they realize there's nothing to gain here on the Supreme Court thing. They've got the power. They've got the votes. They got the Constitution on their side. They're going to get it. Let's not talk about it. Let's talk about other things. Let's talk about Obamacare and how when they're going to try to steal your health care. Let's try to talk about what a bad guy Trump is leading up to the election. They're focused on that. I think they realize this is a no-win situation. Yeah. Anything that's not about, from their standpoint, anything that's not about Trump being a lunatic is a distraction for Joe Biden. I think that's his angle.
Speaking of brain function, lunatics, etc., I heard it pointed out yesterday that it's become clear the Biden campaign cuts off access to him like mid-morning. And I just...
What do you mean?
I don't
know. Cuts off access.
Give and take is always in the morning.
Well, he's an older man. That's about the time of day you get the newspaper and...
Have your morning constitutional.
Flip on the fan and...
Oh, boy.
Take your time.
Oh, hey.
You've earned it.
Hey. What has that got to... Why did you... I don't know enough about the topic, but if it is because he tends to be sharpest in the morning, then gets more and more scattered...
Maybe that's where he gets it. We have the clip from yesterday. Maybe that's when he gets the great big old shot in the buttocks. Late morning.
I'm not sure.
They give him a big fat shot in the ass. And
that's when he starts to fade.
I'm not sure that story's been confirmed.
And that gets him through the rest of the day.
But if it is true, and I can't remember where I heard it, but it was not a bomb chucker. It was a reasonable commentator. Actually, it was a reporter, come to think of it. If that's true, the fact that the debates are rather late in the evening on the East Coast is not good for old man Joe Biden. If that's true, maybe that's why he gets the big, aforementioned batacle shot.
They give him a big fat shot in the ass. And
I hope he doesn't have the Chargers
God dang it.
Perforated his quarterback's lung.
Oh, that's a long way from your buttocks to your lung. Need a long needle.
How much he's not going to perforate his lung from there, but what about his poor colon or something? It's conceivable. How about you doctors use shorter needles?
Yeah, exactly. Have you considered being good at your job?
Yeah. If the shot doesn't have to go in 3 inches, why you got a 3-inch needle?
Oh, that's rough.
Come on now.
That's the worst story of the day.
Now I'm telling doctors how to doctor. I've been a talk show host for too long, clearly. So the fascinating history of neck beards coming up in a moment or two, among other things, some of it relevant.
Armstrong and Getty. When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It was a time of optimism. Businesses were growing and the American dream was alive. But a health and economic crisis lay in wait, threatening our security and prosperity. Businesses struggled to survive and support their employees. The weight was on their shoulders. Insperity was built for times like this. We've provided confidence amid the chaos, restoring the indomitable spirit of the American entrepreneur, together rising above. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Attention SSI and other federal benefit recipients. If you did not file a tax return last year and have children under 17, you must act now to get the $500 economic impact payment per child this year. You must provide the IRS your child's information by September 30th. Go to IRS.gov and use the non-filer tool by September 30th. That's IRS.gov. This message produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Meet Lisa, a former attorney. Well, she's still technically an attorney, but she's spending more of her time on administrative tasks like HR, client intake, and marketing. Things that do need to be done, but not what she became a lawyer to do. If you share Lisa's challenges, you need Lexicon. Lexicon has over a decade of experience in helping attorneys grow and manage their law firms with our software and services. And we can help you put your focus back where it belongs, practicing law and earning money. Visit lexiconservices.com/start.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. ICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. ICAP does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. ICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call ICAP services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-401-00 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official administration for community living policy.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We are ready to share our experience and continue cooperating with all states and international entities, including in supplying the Russian vaccine, which has proved reliable, safe, and effective to other countries.
Oh, there you go. Putin has offered to share the Russian vaccine with anybody who wants it, because theirs is already effective, safe, and everything else. And, you know, if you get close to a window, you fall out. But, hey.
It is safe and effective. Take word of brutal dictator who poisons people and throws them out window.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, I want to be first in line.
Wow.
Unfreaking believable. Hey. Coming up next segment, LeBron James responds to the sheriff's request that he match the offer for the reward for those poor deputies. Would-be murderer, and he also talks about rioting and violence and that sort of stuff.
So are we looking at a situation where we could have the Dodgers and the Lakers playing for championships the same night or the same week?
The same week.
Does the timing work out?
Oh, that I don't know.
It's going to be pretty close.
I don't know.
It's going to be close, though. Playoffs start for baseball here.
Right, but the finals, I think, for NBA are going to start relatively sooner before the World Series.
But they're going to be practically back-to-back then. Yeah. Wow.
Exciting times.
One more thing from this article that I thought was really good about Amy Coney Barrett's faith and how that is and will be used against her in a way that it hasn't been against Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, as I stated, had Bible verses hanging on her wall and was, you know, very into her Jewish faith. Barack Obama, obviously, who I used to think was faking it, but have come to believe that he is a sincerely Christian man. Or Martin Luther King Jr. People of the left, they can be religious. People of the right, if you're religious, you're a whack job.
Well, Nancy Pelosi claims to be a devout Catholic. She's not real good at it, in my opinion, but that's between her and God.
There's a fine
morning, Sunday morning.
reading from the religion news on this article, there's a final irony to concerns about how Barrett's faith will affect her decision-making on the bench. Her judicial philosophy, unlike Ginsburg's, is one of ideological restraint, in which the judge's personal vision of the good, including the judge's religious vision, is put to the side as much as possible. Indeed, the now famous 1998 Law Review article that Barrett co-authored considers how Catholic judges' faith might act on their decision-making, particularly when it came to being opposed to the death penalty. She argued that the judges should recuse themselves when their faith might color their rulings. Far from pushing their faith agendas, she and her co-author wrote, we need to know whether judges are legally disqualified from hearing cases that their consciences would let them decide. A vote for Barrett would hardly be a vote for a dangerous theocrat. It would be a vote precisely for the opposite.
The other thing that I find frustrating at times, hilarious at times, and understandable as nasty, dirty strategy, is that these people who have reams and reams and reams of judicial decisions, the person in the other party acts as if, man, when they get in there, they might, I don't know, outlaw breathing and call for the enslavement of children. And no, they have this incredibly long record in extremely high and important courts. I can tell you precisely what they think of all these issues. They've already told us. But you got to treat them as a monster who's just emerged out of the woods, and it's not clear whether they're going to decimate the village or not.
Have you heard anything about, so Trump names the person 5 o'clock Saturday?
Yes.
How soon would the hearing start? Have you heard anything about that?
An hour later. No, they got to go through the process.
Right after dinner.
They don't have to. Traditionally, they go through the process of...
They don't have to do anything.
Right. Yes. They meet with various senators and have behind-closed-doors meetings. They get acquainted sessions, the rest of it. You could easily make the argument, look, we just approved this woman with a big majority for the second highest level of court in the land. I remember talking to her last time. She's a knockout legal thinker. All right? I don't need a visit. Well, I decline a visit.
I don't have any idea to what extent Trump and McConnell are working together on this, if they are at all. It's out of Trump's hands as of 5:05 on Saturday. At that point, it's all McConnell's call, if he wants to make it that way.
Right, right.
And yeah, he'll do whatever's in the best interest of the Senate, probably.
Mm-hmm. This information comes from longtime correspondent, friend of the Armstrong and Getty Show, Camper, who's one of the most interesting human beings I've ever come across. So if this is not true, blame him. But I am not going to fact check it because he's almost always right. Beards without mustaches became a thing centuries ago because spectacular mustaches became such a big deal among European army officers. Quakers were pacifists who rejected these warlike affectations, and the extreme vanity of all the fancy, unnatural, ungodly mustaches, as well as shiny buttons and all other manifestations of pride and vanity.
Hmm.
He points out that pride, the word pride, was a synonym for arrogance. It was a negative term in common usage in most dictionaries before the 1960s.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, pride goeth before the fall.
Yeah, well, I knew that, but I didn't know it was that recently that it changed.
Yeah, that's one of the seven deadly sins.
Take pride in your school.
Right,
you wouldn't have
exactly said
that prior to the 60s.
Be true to your school. Yeah, pride is one of the seven deadly sins,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Inability to remember what the seven deadly sins are is probably one of the seven deadly sins. And I never can. Gluttony, I remember, because I make a practice of it. Lust, certainly up there, because, you know.
Speeding.
Again, it's very dangerous. Yep, there they are.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Take the census today. For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Not all bad, but you know, when you see the videos that's going on, and you can see the, you know, all over the, not only my hometown, but you know, all over America, you continue to see the acts of violence towards my kind. I can't do nothing but to speak about it and see the common denominator. But not one time have I ever said, let's act violent towards cops. I just say that, what's going on in our community is not okay. And we fear for that. And we fear for our lives.
Yeah, here's the problem, LeBron. What's going on in your communities a lot is the cops trying to apprehend violent felons, and the violent felons fight back, and so it gets more violent. Not every time, but you portray completely legitimate arrests as the cops trying to hunt down black people. That's our problem with you, LeBron.
By the way, this poll over the weekend, Americans favor athletes speaking out, but not on the field. So the majority of Americans are okay with athletes speaking out, as he just was after a game.
Sure.
And I have no problem with it. It
of course
makes
not. Yeah.
It does make me less likely to enjoy sports just because I don't want, seriousness intervening, but that's just me. But people definitely don't want it during the broadcast, like part of the game.
Right. During that same interview or press conference, I guess, LeBron was asked about the L.A. County Sheriff, who had urged the Lakers star to donate six figures to double the reward for information connected to the recent shooting of two officers in Compton.
But I do not condone violence towards anyone. Police, black people, white people, anyone of color, anyone not of color, because that's not going to ever make this world or America, what we want it to be. So, and I have zero comment on the sheriff.
Well, I appreciate him, speaking out against violence. There are, again, some rather large flaws to some of his public statements that I'd love to chat with him about, but we'll take no violence. We'll take that.
They've got the process going right now for Ruth Bader Ginsburg's body to lie in state there in the Capitol. It's the first female Supreme Court justice to do that or something. And that's nice. And Chief Justice Roberts was just there, and he looks like he's 50 years old for some reason.
Yeah.
So I know he was older than that, so I looked it up, and he's 65.
Oh!
Why does he look younger than me?
I'll bet he works out.
Significantly older than me. I'll bet at no point in his life he could have outdrank me either.
Right. Right.
But so he looks younger than me. So he, yeah.
What do you think his personal record is for bacon consecutive days with a Baconator?
Certainly not mine. Which I believe I ate a Baconator 4 days in a row last week.
That's right. Pretty good.
So I believe we're
starting. He probably doesn't pour 6 ounces of liquor into a cup and call it one drink. I'm guessing.
So we're starting to outline some reasons he looks younger than us, is what we're doing.
Oh, I kid. And yet I don't. We got this email.
That is exactly right. I kid, and yet I don't. I've taken poor care of myself. And
there
it's visible.
A small measure of exaggeration in our comments. Got this note from, he says, hey, Joe, you can use my name. It's Joe. Okay. Could you explain how a third-party vote would work for us in California? Obviously, California. I hear it talked about often, but not sure about how it would work. I'm sure I'm not the only one. I don't want to throw my vote away. I understand California will vote Democrat no matter what, but does my vote for Trump automatically not count either because it's so blue here? Thanks, RFTH, run for the hills, Joe. The hills are on fire, Joseph. You might want to reconsider that. We've talked about this in the past and thought about it a fair amount. Why don't we start with, I don't know, you want to start with Republican in a blue state, a very, very blue state? I think what you want to do, a couple of things. you know, my blanket statement is don't overthink these things. Go vote for what you think is right, all right, for a number of reasons. One of them is it might show a trend. The share of one vote or another, one side or another, is changing. And you want that number to be accurate. If Republicans are ascendant in California, doubtful, it would be good to know that. Or if the share of Republicans in the state is shrinking, I would like to know that. It also affects the popular vote number. I mean, obviously just by one, but there are lots of people in your boat, Jose. Winning or losing the popular vote matters in the public consciousness in ways that I think are significant.
Trump cannot win the popular vote, it would seem, at this point.
And
it's more or less impossible.
Yeah, but I think the margin matters. And
sure.
The other thing is there are lots of down-ticket races that matter, and your vote would be have outsized importance compared to the presidential race where everybody in the country votes on it. The third-party thing, the rationale I've given for voting Libertarian several times is that, my intent, and correct me if I'm wrong, to a large extent yours, Jack, is that we want to send a message to the Republican Party that they ought to remember the principles they espouse.
Oh, yeah. I've certainly never voted third-party thinking they were going to win.
No.
It works. If there are enough people voting Green Party, for instance, the Democratic Party will have to adopt some of those green principles to get that group in. They want that 3-5% of people under their tent. And the same thing can happen if you had enough people voting. There is no party for fiscal conservatism. But if there was one,
Libertarians are.
And if it was getting
3-5%,
something like that, the Republicans might have to try to co-opt that by, you know, throwing a bone to those people.
Right.
That's
exactly.
That's a slow slog, though, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slow slog, and it can definitely feel like you're not having much of an effect.
But it can snowball, though, because getting back to, say, the Libertarian Party wins, pick a number, a significant percentage of the vote. People might start thinking, "Wow, that's not a joke. There are a lot of people who think that. I wonder what they believe in. I'm going to click on the website. Maybe I'll kick them a few bucks, or maybe I'll consider voting for them." And then that snowballing effect of getting the Republican Party's attention and saying, "You remember liberty? You remember balanced budgets? You remember cutting back on regulations? Yeah, well, maybe you ought to walk the walk instead of just talking." So I think that actually can have an effect.
It can. It definitely can. I don't like the anti-binary choice arguments that some people make.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to tell me it's a binary choice. It is. It just is. There are two people that are going to be president, either Joe Biden or Donald Trump. I would call that a binary choice.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to send a message to another party and build a coalition like Joe's just talking about, but in terms of one or the other of those people is going to be president. That's just a fact.
The number of friends, acquaintances, and listeners that I know who've fled Cal Unicornia to more reasonably run states is very, very large. They're a voting bloc on their own, including a good pal of mine who has very sad to hear is moving to Ohio. If I live in Ohio, I'm voting for the Republican, okay? I'm not going to make my little libertarian gesture
right
in a swing state.
Right. No, I get that completely. Now, yeah. William F. Buckley's rule was always, and he's the founder of National Review and one of the great conservative thinkers of all time. His was...
And one of the great patrician accents of all time.
God, I've been into his YouTube videos lately. Jeez, why isn't there anybody around making the arguments I like the way he made them now, as opposed to screaming stupid crap on television? Anyway, he would say always vote for the person that is most conservative on the ticket, just plain and simple, because he was a conservative. And I would say if you're a liberal, you do the opposite. Just don't make it so complicated.
Right.
Vote for the person closest to what you believe. That should work for you. But while we're on this topic, so Pete Buttigieg, Edge. So he tweeted out yesterday, we are close to having a majority of Supreme Court justices appointed by presidents that didn't win the popular vote. Democracy is being eroded away on a day-by-day basis.
Mm.
The problem I have with that whole popular vote thing, and it seems so obvious, but we'll point it out again. One, that's not the system that we have set up, the Electoral College. And for that reason, they campaign differently. You don't know what the popular vote would be if the candidates ran knowing that was the goal. You don't have any idea. It would be a completely different strategy.
Hmm.
Trump would be in California if the popular vote was how it got determined. He doesn't come to California, neither does Joe Biden, because you know how it's going to turn out. You just got to get 51% and you get all the, you know, all the electoral votes.
Right.
But Trump would be getting as many people as he could. I still think he might lose the popular vote, but I'm not sure. It's a different game.
Right. Yeah. Static analysis is what it's called when you change something and pretend like people won't change what they do.
Boy, I had forgotten this, though. I was listening to a podcast yesterday going through all the scenarios. If it ends up 269 to 269, some people are throwing around the Supreme Court and judge appointment. The Supreme Court has nothing to do with a tie. It's the House of Representatives and then the state delegations. So each state gets one vote if it's a tie. California gets one vote. Montana gets one vote.
Ooh.
Texas gets one vote.
Really?
Rhode Island gets one vote.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's just whatever your state votes, you get the one vote.
Mm.
People are going to go crazy over that. If California's vote counts the same as, you know,
North Dakota,
some tiny red state, people will go berserker over that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's hope we don't come to that.
I hope not either.
Now I'm just musing. Oh, we need to take a break. My musings coming up.
Joe's musings. That's what we call the final segment of the show.
I think every state should have a similar population, and each legislature ought to have, you know, like for every assemblyman or state steward or whatever you happen to call them in your state, they ought to represent the same number of people. I mean, because you have some states where every state rep represents like 350 people.
Sure.
Then you have California where it's like 550,000.
Yeah, that's
or
odd.
Something insane like that.
That's on.
Yeah, it's no way to run a country, son.
The best, and then I'll stop so we can get to Joe's musings. The best.
That was them right there.
The best counter
I
to.
I have no more musings.
The best counter to lefties complaining about the electoral call. I cannot say it. I did it on purpose as a joke for so many years that
yes.
I can't stop now. God's punishing me for mocking people.
Well, speaking of punishment,
I get your words straight, Jack.
I think there needs to be negative reinforcement.
Every
time you say electrical college, you receive a mild and increasingly severe shock.
Barbaric!
The best argument against lefties on that is, okay, we'll do it for California then. Do it for California.
To elect a governor. What now?
For apportioning the votes, don't have it winner take all in California. Then you want to do that?
Oh right, yeah, make it proportional.
Yeah, well nobody wants to do that.
No,
I'd like to do that.
Well, maybe you would, but most people would.
That's when I moved to Uruguay or Paraguay. I can never remember.
Don't get them wrong. You don't want to get it wrong.
Oh no.
Joe's musings next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty, and I don't know about you, but when the check engine light comes on, I got a lot of anxiety.
Oh, yeah, it's staring at you menacingly, and you can't help but wonder, what's wrong and what's it going to cost?
With coverage from CarShield, you won't dread unexpected repairs.
That's right. CarShield offers a wide range of protection plans that can save you thousands for covered repairs.
Which means that check engine light is a lot less scary when it comes on.
And you have the freedom to choose your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield gets the rest taken care of.
Even if your car breaks down while you're traveling, the choice of repair shop is still up to you.
On top of that, payments are flexible, and CarShield plans are customized to your exact needs.
CarShield has helped over 1 million drivers. That's why they're America's number one auto protection company.
Get coverage today. See why CarShield cars go farther.
Visit CarShield.com. Use the code Armstrong to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code Armstrong.
A deductible may apply. Go to CarShield.com, code Armstrong.
For some, news is about their opinions. We believe the news should give you the facts without bias, so you can form your own. We believe in news, not talk. Facts, not opinions. News Nation is on every night, 8, 7 Central on WGN America, to give you the information you need. Everyone calls it the news, but we'll actually deliver on it. 7 nights a week in prime time. Find your local channel by going to WGNAmerica.com. News Nation. It's your news, your nation.
The economy was booming.
business was thriving. But then the greatest health and economic crisis of our generation shook our country. Entrepreneurs asked, how will my business and employees survive? Insperity was built for times like this. Driven by our mission to help businesses succeed so communities prosper, we were there to help them navigate their way and ultimately rise above. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Ad paid for by Yes on 22. Save app-based jobs and services. A coalition of on-demand drivers and platforms, small businesses, public safety, and community organizations. Committee major funding from Lyft and Uber Technologies.
Times are tough. A pandemic. Historic unemployment.
So what do Sacramento politicians do? Pass a new law trying to make it illegal for rideshare and food delivery drivers to work as independent contractors.
Politicians are taking away drivers' right to work how they want, putting hundreds of thousands of drivers out of work, and threatening to shut down rideshare and delivery services.
At the worst possible time.
That's why we need Prop 22. Yes on 22 protects drivers' right to work as independent contractors, saving hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Yes on 22 is supported by the overwhelming majority of drivers by a 4-to-1 margin.
And by the California Small Business Association and the California Peace Officers Association.
They all urge you to vote yes on 22 to save app-based jobs and services.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. Local family farmer Dennis Burrison was facing a serious problem that would have put his farm out of business. Dennis reached out to me and I went right to work on it.
Our family farm employs dozens of local workers. We're a multi-generational, family-run American business. In 2019, a foreign corporation was trying to shut down our farm and every other California olive farm. No one was listening except for Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Doug personally led the effort that saved small farms like ours and the jobs they create. I want to thank Doug LaMalfa for taking swift action and looking out for us.
As your representative, one of the most rewarding things I do is helping solve problems created by Washington bureaucracy. This isn't about politics. It's about making a difference for the North State. It's about protecting people from a government that often doesn't care if regular people get hurt by bad policy. I'm Doug LaMalfa, and it's my honor to serve you in Congress. That's why I approved this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Tiger Queen Carole Baskin, who stole the show, opening up about life post-Tiger King.
I don't know how to make it better.
Judges scoring her low, but Carole saying she's got the fight of a tiger to still win that mirror ball.
The captain told me to be fierce and to be strong and to roar.
In the end, it was her versus Charles. The judges choosing to save Carole.
I just had a great time. Like I say, come back.
So they kept her around for another week on Dancing with the Stars?
Tell you what, the judges, don't turn your back on her, especially if she has a hammer in her hand. Or
yeah, Charles Oakley fouled out, got the old heave-ho, double tech, ejected.
I think they realized the little attention people are paying to Dancing with the Stars is all about her.
If
Carole
they
Baskin.
Don't realize that, they don't understand the business they're in. Yes, let's get rid of a cultural phenom who may have offed her husband and fed him to tigers and keep the, admittedly in his time, great, but Charles Oakley? Come on.
Her poor Carol Baskin's poor dancing mate. She's doing her tiger puns talk, and he's just sitting there nodding along like this. I'm going to roar back and pounce on the competition, and all right.
Oh.
I'm going to feed you to tigers if I ever get a hold of you.
Oh, man.
So,
I hope karma's a thing.
So what was your story about Joe Biden late in the morning? What did you tell us?
Oh, well, that a reporter was discussing the fact that after mid-morning, they cut off access to him. If he's going to answer questions, it's always in the morning. And what was being implied was that
Grandpa needs his nappy time.
Well, that he gets more scattered and less sharp as the day goes on.
So we got this text, and I don't have any idea if any of this is true.
And I pointed out also that the debates are rather late in the evening, especially East Coast time.
Why does the Biden campaign call a shut off in the morning? Here's the supposition. Dementia patients tend to fatigue as the day rolls on. Further, there's a syndrome called sundowners that dementia patients get. Fatigue, confusion, anxiety, upset as it gets later in the day.
Mm.
I'd not heard that sundowners thing. But
interesting.
Troubling,
too.
It's
very sad.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
We got this one. I don't think this is the case, but I've wondered if Biden is hitting the hooch a bit too hard these days. He behaves or sounds like a relative of mine who starts drinking around noon. Maybe that explains why they cut him off.
It's noon somewhere.
I doubt if Biden is day drinking and able to hide that from the world.
Anyway.
There are virtually, while I appreciate that note, because it has amused me, virtually everything we've discussed re-Biden factor into various brain changes when you get old.
Here's another serious one, though. We don't call mom in the afternoon or evening. She has dementia and it gets worse as the day goes on. It's called sundowner syndrome.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I don't want old Joe to have those problems.
Not.
It's a tragedy, but I really suspect he does.
If he has them, we need to know it.
Yes.
I don't want the show to be over, but I'm ready to listen to the final thought from Armstrong and Getty. Yeah.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Yeah. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Michael presses the buttons in the control room. Michelangelo, final thought?
Yeah, good news. For those of you that are saving your money for Black Friday, you may not have to because the report is Amazon's Prime Day is October 13th. So that's their big sale.
Go. Positive Sean, our producer, final thought?
Yeah, T-minus, what is it, 6 days now until the presidential debates, which we have discussed. It's going to be like if the Super Bowl was played on the moon.
You got to watch. You just got to. Jack, a final thought you'd like to share?
I was going to talk politics, but we got this. Trump, if Biden flounders a little, Trump should stop the debate and try to appear compassionate and say, let's just not do this tonight. Let's do it another night when Joe's feeling better.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
My final thought just flitted out of my head. Who am I to criticize Biden?
Yeah. Look at you.
I just got too many things in front
of me. You
know
the thing?
It was good, too. I was happy with it.
Yeah, well.
Oh, that's right. Rolling Stone, which used to be a magazine, which is a website they printed on paper, is out with their list of 500 greatest albums of all time, a new updated list.
Okay, what's number one?
Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow, but I used to care deeply about this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now the number one album of all time is your favorite one. Okay. I got my list.
Weirdo Yankovic.
You got your list. Sean's got his list, and it's terrible.
Air Supply's second album is the number one album of all time.
Well, to me, that's when they really hit their stride.
Not the first album when they were rocking too hard. The second album when they took it a little softer.
Oh, yeah.
Dialed it back a little bit.
Do
you have to hit the drums so hard?
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
Are you ready to soft rock? So many people think go to armstrongandgetty.com. It's where all the podcasts are.
God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase
what you're doing.
Sorry, I didn't know. Why is everyone driving no more? But can I please go home and go poo?
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.